This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are all over the museums. We're drinking the Off Colors, Tooth and Claw. Nick heads to the Shedd Aquarium to hang out with the penguins. All that and more on this week's episode. What'd we do these last 3 weeks that we what'd you make it to?
Yeah, cause you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And if this is your first time joining us, I hope you have a beer, because we're drinking on this show.
Bet your ass we are, yeah. Brad.
And because anyone that's listened or even watched now, because we're back with the video, so if you didn't know that, YouTube, go there, Chicago Beer Pass. But if you've watched before, you know we're drinking on this show, because that's what it's about. Yeah, man. Beer's in the name of the show. Nick, and so what? What do we got? What do we got this week? What are we drinking?
We've got the Tooth and Claw, man. This is a dry hop lager from Off Color Brewing,
right,
in Chicago.
This beer was specially made for the Field Museum.
Yeah, I've actually never seen it before in bottles. I know they did a collab project with the museum.
Yeah,
and it's a lovely artwork on this thing, man. Of course, there's the Grain Mouse.
Of course,
you
yeah.
know, and he's riding the big dinosaur.
Looks Sue. Like
yeah, he's riding Sue.
And so you could only get this beer before on tap or on draft at the Field Museum, like the little bar in there.
Right.
Maybe, so there's two thoughts here. It was doing so well that they were like, we got to get this to release. Or they weren't selling enough of it, and they're like, oh, well, let's get it into the market too.
Yeah. Nice and clean. It looks like it's got three different malts and three different hops and a secret ingredient of discovery.
Yeah. And this is probably the simplest beer that Off Color does, like most straightforward, non-like, this is some ancient style we dug up, and has funk in it. No, this is just straight up like Pilsner.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, like you said.
And yeah, when I had this beer, I had an event, I went to the event for like the release of it.
Oh, did you go?
Yeah, and it was a great beer there, and like I really liked it, so I'm glad this is in bottle now, because this would probably be my go-to off-color beer. I like a lot of their stuff, but this would be the beer I'd want.
Yeah, great for like a post-work beer, great for like a shower beer,
uh-huh.
You know, great for like right after mowing the lawn.
Any yeah. time.
Just about any time.
Anytime. Yeah. As most beer is, usually pretty good for any time. So yeah, we're gonna sip on this. You can pick them up in 6-packs. So really nice, and it's a low alcohol beer too, right? Like only 5%.
Yeah,
easy drinking. I still got one of these Gamma Rays hanging out here.
There you go.
It's not from last week. It wasn't sitting here the whole time. I did open it up where we were setting up, so maybe and go back to that.
Their space just opened.
Oh, it did. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can go there now and try their stuff. Didn't they just have an article that had something about like a cat was guarding their brewery from grain mice?
I think you're right. I think like Porch Drinking or somebody, DNA or somebody, had an article about those guys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So check that out. So we'll sip on these as we talk about this past week.
Right on.
I didn't make it to anything with Halloween, and I felt like this week flew by for me for some reason.
It happens, man. I mean, you got some sweet costumes for Halloween, though.
Yeah. So did the Halloween parties, dressed up as Doc Brown, like I mentioned, and yeah, we were out drinking and partying with friends.
Yeah, I love how committed you guys were to the actual characters, like the facial expressions and everything.
Yeah, I had a remote control and everything. You got to have it all. What about you, Nick? What did you check out this past week?
I was actually at the Shedd Aquarium, not too far from the Field Museum.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, right there, museum campus.
Right. So we got what? Field, Shedd.
And there's something else.
Planetarium.
And the Planetarium.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Soldier Field.
Yeah. Home of those 1 in 5 Chicago Bears. I don't want to talk about
that. It's still like a museum, right? Because then bears and wild animals.
Yeah. So it was a trip, man. There's a Shedd Aquarium does this. They have a garden where they're growing hops. So you get this presentation, right, for Penguin Hops. It was a launch party for Penguin Hops.
Yeah.
It's a wet hop ale with Revolution. So what you get is on the presentation side, you get the Shedd. They come up and talk about this Penguin Conservation in the Wild program
okay.
that they're trying to raise money for. They talk about that, and then Will comes out and talks about the hops. There's Amarillo hops in this beer. The hops that they grew at the Shedd Aquarium, along with the hops from Will's house.
Oh, cool.
And then there's the some pellet hops, because I don't think that was enough of a yield.
Right, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think one person can grow enough hops for like a big beer like that.
Right. So it was actually pretty cool, man. They've got a I'm looking forward to someone throwing a festival at Shedd Aquarium.
Why is that?
Because this place is really fun, man. And then there's like a you know there's it's like all these different rooms. You know, like this room's got the every single fish that they've ever found in Lake Michigan, and this room's got you know this is a room where you can just play music and eat.
Okay.
And, you know, in this room, it's like all these different rooms with all these different vibes. Jellyfish for, you know, all these different all these different spaces, okay. man. Upstairs, downstairs. And there's a lot of room. I'm surprised we don't party there more.
Very often. I guess maybe it's dangerous because it is like the field museum's different. Like it's all, this is just old stuff.
Yeah.
This is alive stuff that like anything could go wrong.
That's true. Like you, if you're not careful, someone could wind up in a tank. Right.
Yeah, they might think it's, I'm going to jump in there, guys. Just hold on a second.
Yeah. So Penguin Hops was great, man. And then they actually brought an actual penguin to the stadium, which was cool, or the auditorium.
Could you touch him or anything?
You couldn't touch him. He had his, like, little penguin keeper. And the penguin was, he was a little nervous. He was a little, he had some stage fright.
Okay.
So, you know, he might have, you know, he might have wet himself a little bit. You know, he wasn't really used to seeing that many people.
I'm sure. Yeah, and everyone's probably taking pictures of them and just going crazy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a penguin.
Yeah.
You know. So you got Will Turner's there, and Will's got all these hops that he grew, and he's conducting you know a hop symposium, if you will. You know, like a hop rub, and you know he's showing you pictures of his home on his phone, and it was very interactive. It was a very cool event. So they said that the beer. I was talking to Matt Volker, who's their assistant brewer there.
Yeah.
And he used to be at Argus, and he's been at Revolution for over a year now. And he's so they have Fifth City on tap, and then they had Oktoberfest on tap as well.
Oh, nice.
But he said the profile for Penguin Hops is very similar to Anti-Hero. So they added a little more wheat, and Anti-Hero has a few more hops than it, and this one's primarily Amarillo hops because that's what they were growing.
Yeah.
In the garden, who knew that the Shedd had a sustainable garden?
Yeah, I didn't
know. Fucking
that,
Amarillo hops in it. Who knew? I didn't know.
One of my favorite hops.
it's a fantastic hop.
Damn. Yeah.
So this was a really good party.
As this beer. It's in can. Is it in bottles then or cans?
I don't think they have enough to bottle. I know it's going to be on tap at the pub, and then my guess is that you might see it at some festivals.
Okay.
And then I think the majority of the funds are going to the Shedd so that they can continue their conservation in the wild
of penguins.
Of penguins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to make it to the pub and give this a try because I didn't have it last year when they did.
Yeah, this was my first year having it. Okay. Yeah, and very few things beat you know. A harvest ale, you know, wet hops.
Yeah.
For seasonal stuff. Like, I prefer a harvest ale over an Oktoberfest, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like Oktoberfest, like, oh, they are great beers, but harvest ales, it's like, this is made. It's like that time. It's like the perfect, like, right now.
Yeah.
And, Oktoberfest, like, I got to have one in a few months. This is going to taste the same.
And Lagunitas has one called Born Yesterday, where they literally got the hops from the farm the day before.
Oh, cool.
And they've already started the boil. So that by the time the hops get to the brewery, they're coming off the truck and like directly into
the batch. Oh man, what's the batch. Traffic? Don't they know? Like they're coming from California, but this is Chicago traffic.
Yeah, now. Man.
I don't know. Or whether, unless it's coming out there.
It might be coming from, you know,
Hop Valley?
Hop Valley or Hophead Farm.
Hophead Farm, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Might be coming from there.
Okay.
It was cool though. That's a really nice concept.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Nice. Anything else you'd check out this past week?
Oh, yeah. So I made it to one more event, man. Ixcateco Grill. It wasn't an event.
Okay.
I went to a BYOB.
You just went out to dinner. I can talk about going out to dinner. What?
No. I told the good folks at Ixcateco Grill I would talk about them. So it's Southern Mexican cuisine. And stop making me laugh. So I went there, and, you know, it's a new place on the northwest side. It's sophisticated, warm, And it's got, damn it, Brad.
I got you all messed up now.
No, it's a chef.
So I got takeout from this Chinese place. I got home and I had a beer.
Those are the spot, right? Is a chef, Anselmo Ramirez, right? He's a disciple of the Rick Bayless School.
Okay,
like cool. He cooked at Tocolabamba. He was a chef at Frontera Grill, and he decided to just branch out on his own and go solo, sticking with the southern Mexican cuisine things, kind of upscale kind of Mexican food.
Oh, cool. Okay,
and it's right on the northwest side, man. Right at like Kimball and Montrose. Yeah. So I took a couple beers there, man. I took Fifth City. I love that beer.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like Anti-Hero Light.
Right. Right. So you had like a revolution week.
All week. All damn week. And I had the local number one from Brooklyn, which is a really cool kind of cork and cage beer. Mm-hmm. I went with everything they had there, man. They got the wood grilled shrimp. They got the mole that's got like 32 different ingredients in it, I guess how traditional mole is supposed to be.
How Rick Bayless does it?
That's how Rick Bayless does it, right. So, yeah, man, shout out to those guys, man. And he was super cool. And the space has brunch and a dinner menu, and you can bring booze there. It's a really good escape.
How big is the place? Like,
it's actually no bigger than your space.
Oh, really? So it's pretty small.
It's really intimate, really intimate. And the staff was fantastic.
Oh, very cool.
So yeah, I just wanted to just mention them real quick.
Nice. Yeah. I might have to check that out. How's it rate in other Mexican restaurants you've been to? Like, is it?
I thought the food was up there with just about anything I've had all year.
Okay.
On the Mexican side of things, yeah.
So. All right. To Taco Bell, above Taco Bell.
Somewhere between Taco Bell and El Patron is Ixcateco Grill.
Oh my God.
I don't know. El Patron's my go-to. Like Sunday morning, forget about it. I'm there.
You know? Okay, nice. Yeah. All right, good to know. Man, now you got me hungry. Yeah. Sounded pretty good. anything else you'd check out?
No, that's all I did.
Oh, all right. I'm sure we got some great events coming out. We got November is like a packed month. Yes. FOBAB is coming on us. It's and then Black Friday is like what? Black Friday is what, like the week after FOBAB?
The week yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So wow. Late December is gonna be busy, but we got a few events coming up before that. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, for sure. So Wednesday, November 4th, we'll start there, up at Smiley Brothers in Evanston.
Yeah.
They're doing the worst beer dinner. So it's from 7 to 9. It's homemade sausages and pretzels and mustards, and they're pairing with all their house beers.
Oh, cool.
That's a $25 ticket. That sounds a lot like Haymarket, actually. Now that I'm saying it out loud, right?
Yeah, sausage and beer.
Yeah, that's their thing, too.
So Smiley, they're in Evanston, along with Sketchbook and Temperance. And
exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And that's so that Thursday on November 5th, Goose Island's Alumni Beer Series is happening at Fulton. So from 6 to 8, this is the second entry in the series.
Right.
Yeah. So you'll go there and you get a 5-ounce sample for free, which is pretty cool. This one is a mixed fermentation Saison. The alum that they're working with is
Perennial.
Perennial. Yeah. Right. Phil Wymore from Perennial. All right. Yeah. Not sure what a mixed fermentation Saison is just yet, though.
Yeah. I think it was. I feel like I read an article about this, and it was just kind of like he was throwing out ideas, and this kind of worked in there. Like, oh, I kind of had this idea.
Yeah,
I feel like it's probably a good place for like, I don't want to brew it on my system, but if we brew it over here and it doesn't work out, you're Goose Island. We could get rid of that.
Yeah, just do 5-ounce samples if it doesn't work out. All right, so that's Thursday. And then Friday, we've got a couple of events. One of them is Beer FX. They're doing Beyond the Brew again.
Right.
It's been a long time since they've done one of those.
Uh-huh.
I think the last one they did might have been the documentary. The last event they had was definitely the documentary.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I got that email that Kent sent me, and I have not responded back to him. So sorry if he's listening, and I do need to get back to him. But
I'd love to see that. I haven't seen the doc. Have you seen the doc?
No, I haven't.
I know they had the event in Logan at the Logan Theater or the auditorium. But I haven't seen it because I wasn't able to go to that.
Yeah, I didn't make it to that either.
Yeah, so this is Beyond the Brew, the Biz. It's at Aquanaut up in Andersonville, which used to be, I believe, Four Paws.
It's at Four Paws, okay.
Yeah, so this is a panel discussion about the business of beer. These are the guys, Chris Quinn from the Beer Temple, Eric Hobbs from Perennial. No, Penrose.
Penrose.
Sorry. Got Perennial on the mind there. Yeah. E. Hobbs, Chris Quinn, Randy Mosier. And it's moderated by Steve Masney from Beer Download.
Okay.
It's a $10 ticket.
Okay.
Yeah, and that includes beer in a glass.
Steve's also, is he the head of the Chicago Beer. What am I thinking? Beer Society.
Beer Society. Yeah. He's
the president of that now.
He's an officer for sure. Because a lot of the communications come from him.
Yeah.
So that's on Friday, November 6th. Also, November 6th is the ass makeover at Local Option.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that?
He's like, oh, tell me more.
Do I want to know more about this?
It's, you know, it's one of their quarterly events where they just have a killer tap list. It starts at noon. Evil Twin, Three Floyds, Pipeworks, to name a few. Local Option is going to have 6 beers there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, they always have a really cool tap list.
Yeah, and that starts at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's going to start at noon.
Noon.
Yeah.
Are they just bringing them? This is going to be all-day events soon,
it's
right?
It's going to be all day. Yeah, so a good combo would be this Beyond the Brew. You go to Beyond the Brew. Go to work. Go to work.
We are not saying, like, skip work to drink.
Take your ass to work. After work, go to Beyond the Brew. After that, go to the ass makeover.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your ass made over.
That sounds pretty solid week there.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to make it to any of these?
I'm going
to
try.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I might end up at Local Option for sure. I do want to go check out Ken's thing. I'm curious. I'm interested always in the conversation about beer.
I'm surprised Michael Kaiser's not involved.
He's a busy guy.
I guess so.
Yeah. No.
We weren't asked.
I just heard about it.
Yeah. We should have been. We got a podcast here. We're in the business.
That'll be my first question.
Yeah. Why wasn't I involved?
Nick White here, the voice of the people. I want to know why I was not. No.
Where's my seat? He should just go in and be like, I'm here to talk.
Right. And just take someone's seat.
Yeah.
Like show up early and just take one of their seats.
I bet you take Cobb's seat.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I will be out of town.
Here we go.
So I won't be able to make it to any of these. But I'll be in California.
Right on.
I'm going to hit up the brewery.
Okay. Oh, like the BRU brewery.
Yeah. I haven't been there in years, but I hear they expanded their like tap room or brew house. So last time I was there, it was almost like someone's garage. Like, oh, here's where we brew and here's all our kegs and you stand a foot away and here's our barrels and here's your sample. Like,
so this is Orange County.
Yeah.
So do you fly into, because you can fly into like John Wayne Airport.
Yeah.
Or do you go to like, what's the, I don't know the other one. I think LA, you fly into LA.
Fly into LAX and then take it's out in like Anaheim area. So you take like a shuttles, go from LAX to all those hotels over there because Disney World is there.
Yep.
So they'll take you there for like $30.
Sweet.
I can't go from O'Hare to my house for $30.
That's true.
And I can go from LAX to Anaheim for $30. Something's messed up.
Yeah, yeah. They got that thing right over there. Yeah, our Joel from Craft Brew Compass, he's out at he's a marketing manager out at the brewery now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there. I'm a big fan of what they do.
All right, I'll take some pictures and post them up.
For sure.
Make you jealous.
Yeah. Bring back some Black Tuesday.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
All right.
So is that all on the calendar then?
Yes, that's it for the calendar.
And then we try to close out the show every week with some beer news. We got anything happening?
For sure. Got a couple things, man. There are a couple of web series beer shows that made their debut recently.
Oh, really?
So one of them is on Vice. Vice has a channel called Munchies, and they got this show called Craftworks.
Yeah. I did watch one of these recently.
Yeah, they've done Craftworks has done two shows, one with Brooklyn Brewery, one with Three Floyds.
Oh, I watched the Three Floyds one.
Yeah, they were both pretty good. The Three Floyds one is cool because they're actually hanging out at like Nick Floyd's house.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool, and they just talk about like you know their connection with metal and you know their expansion, and then they talk about their you know the bourbon thing a little bit that they got the distillery next door. Yeah, it's a really good show. It's I actually enjoyed that a lot.
Have you ever met Nick Floyd?
I met him at Dark Lord Day once.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I've never met him, and I don't think the Munchies thing does anything to make him come off as like a nice person. He kind of is like I don't care.
Which is kind of what their attitude, I expected. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
They're kind of like, hey, this is what we do. We're really into like Dungeons and Dragons. We're really into sci-fi, and you know, we're kind of like this is our lane. We're not really trying to be.
And who's our competition? Nobody, because we can't make enough beer.
Like, right.
We have no competition.
Yeah. So, but I wonder who they're doing next. I hear some of the in the comments, some of the guys from like the West Coast are kind of pissed. They're like, craft beer got its roots out here, and your first two shows are nowhere near California. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, what? Vice is probably in New York.
That would be my guess.
And then since Pitchfork started here in Chicago, they probably have like ties to a lot of Chicago media people, and it's harder to get to some of those West Coast breweries, even because they're out in like Orange County, Anaheim, just like out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like Three Floyds in Indiana is nearby something.
I thought the first two episodes were pretty
good.
Yeah.
So I think they should do maybe someone like Boulevard, but maybe that doesn't fit in with their craft thing anymore. Or I'd love to see who does Dale's Pale.
Oh, Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues would be good.
Yeah.
Go to. I want to know about the guys who make Hetty Topper. I don't just. Oh, yeah. Personally, yeah, Alchemist. I'd like to know what they're doing. You know, but yeah, does it have the sizzle? I don't know.
Hmm.
Does that have enough sizzle, Brad? I'm interested in it.
But. Who's got the sizzle? Brooklyn's got the like, because what's it? Steve
Hindi and then Garrett.
Garrett. They both are like iconic people. Yeah,
and then they're very, you know, they grab your attention when they're telling these stories.
Yeah.
They're both really good at that.
And then you have Stone Greg, who like he's not technically there anymore, but he's like probably one of those big vocal people. Firestone Walker
would be good. Yeah. Or go to one of these breweries up in you know, there's some towns like Portland and Seattle where craft has like a huge penetration up there.
Yeah.
You know, like you go there and, you know, they're outselling a lot of the macro beers in most cases, you know, so go there. I'd love to talk to some of those guys, you know, so there's a lot of opportunity for a show like that, especially when it's like, you know, it's 10 minutes long and, you know, it's not a Q&A. There's just kind of, you know, that style where you're asking the question and the interviewer is off camera and it's just a running dialogue. They're telling their story. These breweries are telling their story. And that's the part I dig. Yeah. You know, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But what's the second?
Oh, yeah. The other one is a show called That's Odd, Less Drink. So it's Sam Calzione's second attempt at a beer show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he partnered with Mario Batali on this first episode. So I think they go around and they make odd beers. It very much has. Have you ever seen the one with the BrewDogs guys? I think it's called BrewDogs.
I have seen that. That was pretty good because I've only watched the Revolution one.
Yeah,
it's basically
the same episode, just in different parts. Okay. The one in Belgium is really good. Okay. They're like at Cantillon. It's actually pretty cool. This show kind of ends with them making this wacky beer and then going to like they went to the Ely in New York. They made it in Ely, Chicago. Went to Ely, New York, and had everyone taste it, and everyone.
Okay. Gave so their he's just using his like food. People like Mario Batali
in
like,
the first episode. So they made a beer called it's called Pruno. It's kind of like an ode to what they call an alcoholic beverage you'd make in jail, right? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been to jail. I don't know what this is
in there, like in the toilet.
Yeah,
like a toilet beer,
like
or
a toilet beer,
toilet wine.
Yeah. So there's this Batali's got this food initiative where they turn food waste into like dinners, right? So he was talking about all these different, you know. Yeah, for sure, let's do it. There's a food waste initiative, so they're saying, hey, let's take products that are still good that we won't sell but are still edible, and let's turn that into a beer. So in this one, they got ugly fruit, grapefruit, stale bread, and Damara sugar, which is basically like raw sugar with like molasses in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't know. The Munchies show
is a better show.
Is way cooler than this show. I mean, this show's good. I mean, but it wasn't.
So where does it live online? Just on the Dogfish Head website? Or?
No, it's this first We Feast is the name of the is the collaborator.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just on YouTube. And the other one's on Munchies.Vice.
Or on Vice.
Or Vice.Munchies.
I feel like the Vice idea, it's like a craft beer's a culture thing. It has like, and that's what Vice is. It's a culture magazine.
Yeah.
Where Sam is always trying to like pitch this food angle. And it's like, I don't think a lot of food people like quality beverages with it, but I don't think it has the same appeal.
I think this one's going to – you're right. I think this one's going to focus more on, like, high-profile guest.
Yeah.
Is what I get. And, yeah, high-profile guest, and they're going to deal with food a little bit more.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, the beer world is making its way into TV shows, at least on the web shows.
Right. Probably so, better off because Sam's show didn't really work out. And
yeah. And some people say it was that political or did it suck? I kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it, yeah. And then what, Zane Lambry's show Faded Away, and then yeah. I don't know what happened with his show Chug, where he rides a train.
Oh, is that a show? I don't know about
it's
that.
It's called Chug, and he takes a train to places, and he drinks beer. I never watched any of that, but he did like a Kickstarter kind of thing for that, and he shot some episodes, but I never saw any.
Yeah, so it's good stuff. Oh, a little bit more news. The good folks at Lake Effect are making a stout for Superdog. It's called Super Shake.
Okay.
So this is like the third beer they made for them now.
Yeah.
And this is a chocolate malt stout. It's going to debut in December at Fishman's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I just saw that they had the Falcon IPA in four packs.
Yeah, they
or
got
six
yeah
packs,
they got so. Them. They're packaging that now.
Okay.
Which is cool. It's like the only IPA they make, I think.
Yeah.
Everything else is kind of like it's either Belgians or sours or stouts.
Mm-hmm. I almost picked that up for this week, but I saw this Tooth of Claw.
Yeah, it's Tooth of Claw is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double Daisy Cutter is back.
Oh, nice.
It's gonna make its release on November 6th at the brewery. There's a 4-bottle limit. And you can get growler and howler fills as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And one more bit of news.
What date is that?
Oh, that's going to be Friday, November 6th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the next day, Saturday, November 7th, Whirly Ball is having an ice cream social.
What?
Yeah. So there's this New Belgium. This is what we should have done for Sergio when he was saying, you know, when he was doing the thing. So certain, yeah. We should have had that kind of reaction. Like, what? So New Belgium has a salted caramel brownie brown ale, right? And it's a collaboration with Beer and Jerry's. So there's the New Belgium beer, and then there's the ice cream based on the beer, or is the beer based on the ice cream? Either way, there's a beer.
Well, beer comes first.
Beer comes first. Yeah. So there's a beer and an ice cream, right? And then Whirly Ball,
Whirly Ball comes after ice cream.
Yeah.
In our timeline of history.
The level of.
Because beer, ice cream, Whirly Ball, if you're looking at mankind timeline.
Right. So they're doing the Whirly Ball. Whirly Ball is hosting the ice cream social.
Oh.
So. Yeah, so that'll be good. It's a fundraiser for the Protect Our Winters Environment Collective.
Okay, is it a ticket event or is it just a pay per beer?
It's pay as you go.
Okay.
You can show up at Rock at 7 o'clock. They're going to start.
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to know what this ice cream's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
So that's all the beer news. That's more of an event. That was more of an event.
That was more of an event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I just slipped it in the news because the news was a little light.
All right, I see.
So, there you go.
All right. Well, how can... We're going to get out of here. That was a show. This is a great show.
Right on.
Where can people find you if they want to get in touch?
I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. All the episodes get posted on our website, chicagobeerpass.com. Links to Stitcher, iTunes, the YouTube videos are there, SoundClouds, however you want to listen to it, we're providing the way.
There you go.
And if you subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review. Helps the show. More people see it, find it, listen to it, and then probably drink local beer because that's even more important to us. We love that you listen, but we love that you're drinking too. then our Facebook page, Chicago Birds, facebook.com/ChicagoBeerPass. All the episodes get posted there, links to other events we find, photos, lots of fun stuff there. I think we're more active on there than we are on our Twitter account. Just for some reason. Just lots of events, like the invite system on Facebook, breweries and bars like to use that.
Yeah.
So we share that.
There. Yeah.
And that'll do it for episode 101.
Whoa! Wow.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.